Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Kira Hain. Two more Australian government-sponsored flights have landed in Dubai, carrying almost 200 passengers evacuating from Israel. Deputy Prime Minister Richard Marles says 96 nationals from the Pacific were among the 194 people on board, because Australia has been offering assistance to citizens from that region. Mr. Miles says there are no more trips organised at this stage.
We believe that these flights do meet the immediate demand on the part of Australians to leave Israel. That said, we are keeping a couple of Air Force planes in the region as a contingency over the coming days.
Refugees have travelled to Parliament in Canberra from all over Australia this week to ask for their temporary visas to be made permanent. The Canberra Refugee Convergence starts today, with refugees from a group of 12,000 on temporary visas or visaless heading to the lawns outside Federal Parliament. The group, some of whom have been on temporary visas for 11 years, is protesting their temporary status, which allows them to work and pay tax, but denies them the right to vote or access to some support services. This comes after Immigration Minister Andrew Giles and Home Affairs Minister Claire O'Neill announced $160 million of funding to address a backlog of asylum claims earlier this month, with newer claims being fast-tracked. New analysis shows that polling areas for the Voice referendum, with the largest proportion of Indigenous Australians, heavily backed the constitutional change. Census data shows that of the 10 polling booth catchment areas at the referendum with the highest Indigenous population, 9 of them returned a yes vote. The booth with the highest Indigenous proportion, Cherbourg, in the Queensland electorate of Wide Bay, where 98.88% are Indigenous, returned a yes vote of 58% at Saturday's referendum. Electoral Commission figures have also shown remote polling carried out in electorates with high Indigenous populations, such as Lingiari in the Northern Territory, Durack in Western Australia, and Leichhardt in Queensland, returned a high yes vote. A gunman is still at large after the shooting dead of two Swedish nationals and the wounding of a third person in Brussels. Belgium has raised its terror alert to the highest level, with a Euro 2024 qualifier between Belgium and Sweden taking place in the city, suspended at 1-1 at half-time after the Swedish team requested the match be abandoned. Belgian media have broadcast amateur videos showing a man firing several shots near a station on Monday night, while in a video on social media, a man claimed to be the assailant and to be a member of Islamic State. This eyewitness says he was leaving a work meeting when he heard gunshots.
I didn't see any victims, but I know that there was a person who directly fell to the ground. But then at that moment, a man told me to get out, to move, that it was very dangerous, and he pulled me by the hand. We ran away.
In rugby, Wallabies coach Eddie Jones says he is not stepping down despite a disappointing Rugby World Cup campaign. The coach has told a packed press conference in Sydney he remains committed to Australian rugby and plans to coach the Wallabies through to the home World Cup in 2027. Speculation has been rife that Jones would walk away from his position following Australia's dismal campaign in France, where the Wallabies failed to make the quarterfinals for the first time in 11 tournaments. Reports of Jones being interviewed for the Japan national job last month came just days before the start of the tournament, derailing Australia's campaign. I'm Kira Hain. This is SBS News in Easy English.